Hello and welcome to the Money Nerds Podcast, where owning a calculator, budgeting your money, and having a net worth is actually cool. I'm your host, Whitney Hansen, and each week I'll be chatting with inspiring people to learn their secrets to financial success. Now let's dive into the show. What's up, guys? I'm back from Amsterdam and Paris. And for those of you that are like, Amsterdam, I'm judging you hard. Do not judge. It's a beautiful city. It's not just hookers and hash like people think. It was actually really pretty incredible. And Paris was beautiful too. I just loved walking down the city. I traveled with my family, as you guys might know. So I had to take about an hour each morning for Tony and I to just walk to a little bakery shop, grab some pastries, chill out before everybody woke up, and then head back to the Airbnb that we were staying at. I had to do that for my own sanity, but it was a ton of fun. I'm so, so glad to be home. Oh my God. I'm always so glad to be home. Whenever I travel, it's almost like you need a vacation from vacation, which sounds super petty. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking, this girl's a total jerk, don't judge me. It's a thing, I promise. Okay, I'm a couple days late on this because I was traveling, but I wanted to get this out there anyways, because today's topic is all about finishing the year financially strong. This is something that I'm really passionate about because I see way too many people do super good all year long, get to Christmas and the holidays, and completely blow their financial life. And you might be thinking, yeah, okay, can you actually blow your financial life in 1 month? Hell yeah, you can. And I see it all the freaking time. So I don't want that to be you. And because I care about you, we're going to talk about three tips to finishing the holiday financially strong so that you are starting off 2018 on the right foot, or whatever year you're listening to this podcast episode during. Okay, so here's the crazy thing. American Research Group did a recent survey, and what they found is that U.S. shoppers anticipate spending an average of $929 this holiday season. Almost $1,000, guys. That's how much people are planning on spending. And if you're thinking, yeah, that doesn't seem like too much money, or if you're like me, you're thinking, almost $1,000? This is crazy, because there's a key financial concept that I want you all to really internalize and maybe just like push pause and like get rid of all the distractions, because this is everything. The key concept is opportunity cost. If you've heard of this before, you know what it means. And what opportunity cost is basically, what would you do with that money instead? So instead of spending almost $1,000 on the holiday, what if you instead invested that money? Or what if you saved it? Or what if you put it towards taking a really cool vacation? Or more importantly, what if you put an extra $1,000 towards paying off debt? So I want you to start thinking about this and training your brain this season to think, what would I do instead of spending the money on crap I don't need, or crap that I feel like I need to give to my friends, my family, my siblings for holiday gifts? But really, is that what they actually need? No. What they actually need is you to be present, to be there for them during the holidays. They want your company. They don't want your gifts. And if they want your gifts, well, too damn bad. You're trying to work on your financial life. And that's okay to say. We always feel so guilty telling people we can't buy stuff for them. But, you know, frankly, I think your financial life, you owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, you owe it to your entire future to get it together with your financial life. And if that means saying no to a couple of Christmases, so be it. It's a really small price to pay. So remember, opportunity cost. What would you do with that money instead of spending it on other things? What could you do instead? That's what opportunity cost is. Okay, so now that we have that basic concept out of the way, that's the part I want you to mentally train yourself for, let's dive into the three tips to finishing this holiday financially strong. Are you ready? Let's go ahead and dive in. The first thing is to take some time to reflect on your year. Are you actually proud of the progress that you've made during 2017? So be honest with yourself. If you're not happy with your financial life and you're not really happy with where you're at, that's completely okay. The more honest you are, the better you're going to be. And then I want you to list out all of the things that you wish you had done differently. This part's a little tricky for a lot of people too, because there's so many other things that we think we could do differently and we wish we would do differently, but we don't always know how to do that. So here's a good example of this. So if you're looking at your 2017 so far, and we're sitting in December, and you're thinking to yourself, man, I really wish I would have put more money into my retirement, or I really wish I would have paid off that one credit card. It just really pisses me off that it's still sticking around. Or dang, I really wish I would have took a vacation instead. If that's what you're thinking, that's okay. List all of that stuff out. And then I want you to give yourself an honest assessment of those items. Because remember, opportunity cost. Your choices that you make this holiday are going to directly set you up on the right or the wrong foot during the new year. So it's really critical that you give yourself an honest analysis of what went well, what didn't go so well. And don't perpetuate this, okay? Don't perpetuate the problem. It's really, really awkward. It's really hard. But if you're spending $929, almost $1,000, it's way too much money. So that's the first place to start, is to take some time to reflect on your year and how it went. The second thing to do is to literally freeze your credit card. Yeah, I don't mean like cut it up. I don't mean doing any of this. This is a tip that I learned from one of my good friends, Hannah. And Hannah is hilarious. She told me that when she struggles with her credit card, when she feels like she's overspending, she will put it in a plastic bag, she'll stick it in a mason jar full of water, and she will physically freeze her credit card so that she cannot get it. And if she does want to get it, she can, and that's okay, but she has to wait for it to like unthaw the entire time. So that's a good way to go. It's that extra barrier. But the reason I say to freeze your credit card is because I deal with people. New Year's is one of my busiest times of the year. People are trying to get their financial life together. They're New Year's resolutioners. I get it and I love it. It keeps me extremely busy. But one of the saddest things that I see is so many people bring credit card debt into the new year because they felt guilty. They felt like they had to spend extra money. They felt like it's this, you know, 'tis the season of spending and holiday cheer and all that garbage. And I'm seriously, I'm not a holiday hater. I probably sound like I am. I love the holidays, but I don't love when people sabotage their financial life for the sake of holiday spirit. That's not quite the right way to go. So freeze your credit card. Don't add to that problem. Do not bring extra baggage into the new year. That's the wrong direction to go. So just be really careful. And if you have to put your credit card in water and physically put it in the freezer, do it. Like, it's okay to do that stuff if it's going to help you become a better person with your financial life in the future. Okay, the third tip is to work a little bit of extra money for events and activities into your budget. So as much as I say don't spend as much money during the holidays, I know you're going to spend some. It's a little crazy to think that you are not going to spend a single dime on the holidays. And if you do, I mean, good for you. Send me an email. I'd love to hear your tips and tricks because I think that's really impressive. But for most people, if you're the average person like me, you are likely going to go to like the Winter Garden Aglow. So here in Boise, we have the botanical gardens, and every winter they do Christmas lights on it and they just decorate it so beautifully. And it's one of my favorite things to do is to go there, see all the Christmas lights, grab some hot chocolate, chill around the fire. I just think it's such a cool, fun thing to do. But it does cost a little bit of money. I think it's like $10 or $15 to get in. So I usually will work that into my budget as well. The other thing too is Christmas dinners. Everybody and their dog gets invited to Christmas dinners. When I said dog, Patrick perked right up. But everybody and their dog are invited to Christmas dinners. And so you have to think about that too. Like, do you have to bring a bottle of wine? How many of those dinners are you going to go to? Is there a secret Santa that you do at work? Like, what's going on in your life? And you do need to work that into your budget as well. You know, holidays are spendy. And if you're going to go to your parents' house for Christmas dinner, you're likely going to have to bring some type of a pie or a side dish or whatever you decide. So work that into your grocery budget. Don't underestimate in this. This is not the time to be extra frugal. I mean, it's a good time to be extra frugal, but it's also the time to be realistic of what will you actually be spending. So if you plan on doing extra events, any activities, that kind of stuff, which everybody does a little bit of, it's okay. It's totally fine, but make sure you're budgeting for that, okay? So those are my three biggest tips. The first one, take some time to reflect on your year. The second one, freeze your credit card, literally freeze it. The third one is to work extra events and activities into your budget. And I've got a bonus tip for you guys. So the bonus tip is this. When you go to buy new Christmas decorations, don't do that right now. Right now is when everybody does that. But if you wait until the holiday is over you're going to get some really great things, some really great decorations, even potentially a new tree. I mean, whatever the heck you need, you're going to get that if you buy it after Christmas for anywhere between 50 and 75% off. So look, if you had Christmas decorations last year, you're fine. You've got enough to get you through one more year. And if you really want to get new items, wait until after Christmas is over. That's when you're going to get the best deal. Your old stuff's fine, but you'll have really, really new, and you would have paid a fraction of the cost for your new items for next year. I hope this has been super helpful. I know that the holidays are a really stressful time, so please don't make it extra stressful by carrying extra baggage financially into the new year. Finish strong, stick to your plan, and remember the end goal. If you're trying to pay off debt, every single thing that you say yes to right now directly takes away from paying off debt. Remember, that's the opportunity cost. If you buy Christmas gifts instead, that's going to push your get out of debt plan off a little bit longer. Or if you're choosing to spend almost $1,000 on Christmas instead, you may not be able to take a really sweet vacation. And right now, flights to Europe and to a little bit of Southeast Asia are notoriously on sale during December. So just keep that stuff in mind. It's the opportunity costs. You can finish this year financially strong with these tips. And I hope that you have enjoyed this. Let me know what tips stood out the most for you, and I will see you guys next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye.